From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Younes Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. The U.S. Navy has ordered an immediate worldwide operational pause after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship Monday east of Singapore. It's the second such collision in the past 2 months. 10 American sailors are still missing and 5 have been hospitalized. The ship was heavily damaged in the collision, which took place near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. This is U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
Chief of Naval Operations broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
President Trump will explain Monday night why he believes the U.S. should remain committed to Afghanistan. In his speech, he is expected to announce the deployment of several thousand additional troops to the country as part of a wider shift in strategy. The Voice of America will have complete coverage of the president's speech. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.